With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. People across much of the country are preparing for winter weather.
Forecasters say over half the U.S. population could be affected by winter weather. In Maryland, Governor Wes Moore declared a state of emergency.
Please use common sense.
In Oklahoma City, Public Works employee Michael Colbert says they had a similar storm in 2009.
It was the most snow that we've had here in history, I believe. And this one is supposed to be pretty close to that.
And in Georgia, people stock up on groceries. Alonzo Berry is one of those grocery shoppers.
Like, we just want to make sure we're good for any kind of winter blizzards or anything that could come.
I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Tens of thousands gathered in Washington, D.C. for the annual March of Life Friday. Vice President J.D. Vance told attendees that President Trump's support for the pro-life movement has given it a new trajectory.
He empowered our nation and our movement to build a culture of life from the grassroots up. And over the last year, I got to brag a little bit, our administration has worked very hard to lead that effort and to pick up the pieces, to clean up the wreckages of five decades of bad policy on the question of life.
The death toll in Iran is rising from anti-government protests.
Activists say Iran's bloody crackdown on nationwide protests has killed over 5,000 people. This came from the U.S.-based group known as Human Rights Activist News Agency, which has been accurate in previous rounds of unrest in Iran. Iranian officials earlier this week said that over 3,000 had been killed, but Tehran has a history of either underreporting or not at all disclosing fatalities in rounds of unrest.
Correspondent John Gambrill. The military has carried out a deadly strike on a vessel accused of trafficking drugs in the eastern Pacific Ocean. The strike killed two and left one survivor. This is SRN News. It's a prediction about artificial intelligence and faith.
It comes from historian and public intellectual Yuval Harari. He thinks that before too much longer, AI will take over religion. Speaking at the World Economic Forum this week, Harari told an audience that, quote, anything made of words will be taken over by AI. If religion is built from words, then AI will take over religion. This is particularly true of religions based on books like Islam, Christianity, or Judaism. He also warns that AI will, quote, lie and manipulate. Michael Harrington reporting.
A federal judge has ruled in favor of West Texas A&M University, allowing the school to block a 2023 drag show by the student group Spectrum WT. The decision resets the legal battle over the drag show ban and cancels a pending appeal. U.S. District Judge Matthew Kaczmarek ruled the university didn't violate the First Amendment. This is SRN News. The stock market ended up an up-and-down week with mixed results.
Stocks drifted to a mixed finish on Wall Street. The S&P 500 ended barely changed Friday. The index closed out its second weekly loss in a row. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 285 points. That's about 0.6%. The NASDAQ Composite rose 0.3%. Most stocks in the market fell, including Intel. The chip company sank 17% after its profit forecast for early 2026 fell short of Wall Street's estimates. There were still some signs that markets remain on edge. The value of the dollar fell against the Japanese yen, the euro, and other currencies. Gold rose to another record. Seth Sutel, New York.
Floods in Mozambique have led to a new threat. Crocodiles are appearing in submerged towns and have killed at least three people. Torrential rains and severe flooding over the past month have killed more than 100 people in Mozambique, South Africa, and Zimbabwe. You'll find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.